Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back for another episode of the Goddess Glow Up on the Goddess Glow Up podcast. I am your host, Mona White, and so I'm back for one more again, y'all. This is the first podcast that I'm doing for the year 2022. So let me tell you, I know you feel it. I know you feel it. You cannot help but feel the shift that is taking place globally around the world. The universe is clearing and cleansing, and things are dismantling and shifting and becoming and growing and dying. And if you're not doing any of that yourself, what are you really doing with your life? That's the question I had to ask myself, you know? So again, I'm your host, Mona White. And if you have been following my podcast, I came back to the United States in May of 2021. After taking a sabbatical and going to Bali, Indonesia, and really allowing myself to be on this self-discovery journey and trying to figure out, you know, who I am as an individual and trying to heal from a lot of things that I'd been carrying with me over the years. Like, I had been carrying baggage and trauma from my childhood. And going over to Bali, Indonesia was the best thing that could have happened to me. I mean, everything was absolutely beautiful. And I just really followed my spirit over there. I was guided there. In Bali, I learned how to follow my inner guidance system. Actually, before I got there, because that's how I ended up there, following it, you know? But yeah, I spent a year and a half over there, and then just like I was guided there, I was guided back to the United States. And I was kicking, biting, and fighting. I did not want to come back over here into this, you know, Western way. I just didn't want to get back into the rat race. I didn't want to get caught up in the matrix. I didn't want to have to go and buy a car or get an apartment or any of those things anymore. I just wanted to live a life of freedom, free flow, of minimalism. And I've been living out of a suitcase probably for over the past 2.5 years now. And honestly, although sometimes it gets a little bit uncomfortable, but I would not change it for the world. So I'm saying all that to say, coming back here was an adjustment. And I almost went into a depression. Actually, there were certain times that I was depressed. You know, there were certain times that I was confused, and I still am. I'm not even gonna lie. I'm not even gonna lie, because transitioning from Bali, Indonesia, first of all, I moved from Las Vegas to Atlanta 4 years ago. I love Atlanta. The things that I do have left are in a storage in Atlanta, Georgia, right? And I always told myself that I would never come back to Las Vegas, Nevada. But when Spirit led me to come back to the United States, I spent 30 days in Atlanta, and I thought that I was just going to spend 30 days in Las Vegas as well. But guess what? I had another thing coming. So I finished my book, though. Wrote a book while I was here. Got my certification for my personal trainers. You know, I've been a personal trainer since 2012, but I just got a certification over the past year while being here in Las Vegas, and I met my biological father after 51 years, and he never knew I existed. So I don't know if all those things are the reason why I am here in the United States, but what I found myself doing, you guys, was the same shit that I had been doing before I left. And because the world is changing and shifting and growing and dismantling itself and cleansing and clearing, it didn't feel good with me trying to do the same thing that I had always done, because I'm trying to keep up with what everyone else is doing here in the United States. And it's just been so uncomfortable, I tell you what. So I decided that I was going to fall off these social media streets. I was going to back up. I was going to sit down. I was going to slow down. I was going to actually surrender to the idea that I am here and just began to do the work on me. But even when I was posting on social media before I decided, you know what, take a little break. You don't have to post every day. I was feeling so uninspired anyway. It just felt fake. All this shit is just fake. And you know, because we're going through this global awakening, anything that is not real will not last. And it's not supposed to. So I said, from now on, everything that I approach is going to be with intention. I have done the work on myself, and I'm continuously doing that. I have healed from a lot of those childhood wounds, and writing my book and getting it out there was part of that healing. I have moved out of the country. I've invested in courses. I've gone to seminars. I have read books. I have done all the work that I need to do to get me to where, when I come out of this cocooning stage, I can be everything that God has created me to be and stop playing small. I say stop playing small because, like I said, I was doing what everybody else was doing, just trying to catch up, just trying to fit in, just trying to find some level of comfort. Went out and got a job. Ooh, I didn't like it. Then I went and got another job. That didn't feel good. And really, what the Creator was leading me to do was just sit down and be quiet. My life is supposed to be that of ease and flow. After all, I am Goddess. Why was I pushing? Why was I forcing? Why was I pulling? Why was I dragging? Why was I doing all that when I've already done the work? It was almost as if I was addicted to struggle. I was addicted to the struggle. Are you addicted to the struggle? I wanted to do this podcast and call it Addicted to the Struggle because, guess what? Some of us do not allow ourselves to grow because we are so attached to the old version of ourselves. And anything outside of that, that requires us to do the work, that requires us to grow and stretch and become, is less interesting. No matter how uncomfortable playing small and sticking to the old version that does not feel good either, we still are so invested in that person that it's hard to come out of the box. It's hard to change. It's hard to allow ourselves to go back into that cocoon. So we push and we force and we drag and we dipping, we doing too damn much, right? So I know for me, I have been playing small. Now, I am a fitness and nutrition lifestyle coach. I said, you know what? I'm gonna change my title. I'm hosting a group right now of women. And the one question that's so universal, and I ask this to so many women, not just the women that are in the group now, but I ask it to so many women, who are you? Two questions I ask. One, who are you? The second question is, what do you want? What do you really want? And because we're so used to and invested in being that small version of ourselves, there's a bit of discomfort to say what we really want, because that's outside of anything that we've ever known. And quite frankly, we don't feel worthy of receiving it. So we stay stuck in the struggle because that's become so familiar. And it's easier to struggle than it is to grow. How crazy is that? It's easier to struggle than it is to grow. So we hold on to the old version of ourselves, and we do what everyone else is doing, how everyone else is doing. We are living on the terms of everyone else and what they think we should be, and how they think we should act, and what they think we should wear, and where they think we should work, because it's comfortable. And although the universe is asking us to stretch, is inviting us to the highest version of ourselves and saying it is time to come out of your cocoon, we get caught up in that fear and we want to stay there because it's familiar and we're attached. We're addicted to the struggle. So yeah, I was addicted to the struggle. And the struggle didn't feel good, and the growth didn't feel good. The growth is scary. So I told you that I am a certified personal trainer, right? I love that. I love any area where I can help a woman transform her life. I love that. I mean, that turns me on. I love being a life coach where I can sit and give a woman some insight, and I can share, you know, some practices and principles that I've used that they might not be familiar with, where they can find their own breakthrough. I love that. But what I found since I've been back in the U.S., and even before I left the U.S., I was doing all those things to make a dollar. Just to make a dollar. I was posting pictures on Instagram and posting videos on YouTube for the likes, for the views, for that immediate gratification, for that validation. And it was without purpose, without true intention. And lately, that doesn't feel good anymore. I've been sticking to the small thing. Well, I'm just a personal trainer. But I'm not attracting my ideal client. I'm not attracting the ideal earnings because I didn't really believe I was worthy of receiving it. I've been playing small. Oh, it's going to take me a little while longer. I need to learn more. Oh, I'm not comfortable speaking in public. Oh, who do I think I am? Even writing this book and self-publishing my book and releasing my book, that was a question. Like, who do you think you are writing a book? Girl, ain't nobody gonna buy your book. Don't nobody wanna read your book. What makes you think you have something to say? That's a different energy than I'm an author. And I have self-published my book. And I have done all the work. I'm an expert of teaching women how to live a fit, fierce, and fabulous lifestyle so that they can eventually live a life of not only financial freedom, but freedom from what others may think and feel about them. You feel that energy when I say that? But I didn't believe that I could really do that for people because I was just a personal trainer. And I help some women sometimes when I feel like I'm not afraid, when I feel like speaking, when I feel like showing up. So of course, I'm going to price my courses. I'm going to price my services low because I'm in this box of unworthiness and scarcity, and I'm doing it for a dollar rather than being the goddess that I was created to be. Girl, you did the work. You don't need to do no more studying. I mean, it ain't gonna hurt, but if that's what's keeping you from moving forward, then I don't know what your problem is. Why did you go to a whole nother country to get to know yourself and heal? If when you came back in the United States, you're going to shrink back into the box that you were in before you left. Why did you invest thousands of dollars in these courses to be able to speak and show up on camera and start your podcast and start your YouTube channel and create these courses if you're just going to shrink back into the box and charge a few dollars because, you know, maybe they won't buy. Maybe I don't know enough. Maybe I'm not good enough. The same energy that you put into the struggle and playing small is the same energy that it takes for you to play full out. You've done the work, sis. Now talk your shit. Have you ever met somebody that be talking shit all the time? Like, you know, those bullies that you had in high school or middle school, and they talk the most shit. The people that's the loudest talking all that shit and can't back it up, be the first ones to fall, first ones to get whooped, right? Now, those are different. But when you can talk your shit and back it up, why would you choose to struggle? It's because you don't believe you're worthy. You don't believe you're worthy to attract that high dollar client. So you step out there in the struggle with the lack mentality. You're addicted to the struggle. You don't feel good about the little change that they done paid you. They not showing up even though they invested. They're not growing. They're not becoming. You wasting your time. This ain't even your ideal client, but you doing it for a dollar. And I guess I wanted to make this podcast to, like I said, with intention, to remind you that you have everything that you need already on the inside of you. You've done the work. You've gone through the struggle. You've learned from it. You've grown. Now, if you're holding on to that, if you're not speaking out and speaking up, then you're doing yourself and your potential client that's waiting on you a disservice. If you're not starting that business because you are afraid of it failing, maybe you're afraid of success because you are addicted to who you have always been and not allowing yourself to become who you were created to be. It's time to shift. Everything around you is shifting. And if you're playing small and you're not being true to yourself, there is a dismantling. Things that are not true will not stand. Did you hear me say that in the beginning? The things that are not true will not stand. So I backed up off of the internet streets for a minute. And I said, nah, girl, you got to figure out who you are and you got to figure out what you want. And then you got to start talking yo shit because you've done the work. Now, granted, there are some out there who have not. And maybe they need someone like me to help them to start. Maybe you don't know where to start, but you know you don't feel good where you are. You need to find a coach. You need to become the higher version of yourself and begin to invest in yourself and bring somebody on. Be coachable, for one, and bring somebody into your awareness that is going to help you grow from that little you that you're addicted to, the struggle you, and step into the higher version of yourself and get out of your own way. So I wrote about it in my book, and it's called Permission to Power. A lot of us just got to give ourselves permission to stand in our power. Permission to Power, a journey to live a fit, fierce, and fabulous life. You can go to my website and purchase the book at monawhite.com. Or if you need something a little bit more robust than a book, I'm going to encourage you, schedule a consultation call with me. It's time for you to do something different. It's time for you to invest in yourself and let that struggle addiction that you've allowed yourself to be in to go. Because it is time to grow. So I wanted to stop by and leave you this bit of encouragement, information, and activation to become who you were created to be. You got the skills to pay the bills. And if you're holding yourself back, then everything that is not true will dismantle. It will fall away. It will die. And I hope that's not you. That's not a fear tactic. That is the truth. You see it for yourself. So yeah, thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Again, my website is monawhite.com, and that's M-O-N-N-A, white.com. I forgot to tell y'all. So I told you I changed the title because I wasn't even aware of who I was. I was ashamed to say it. I keep saying that I'm becoming this goddess 2.0. It's time for me to work on goddess, the goddess 2.0. So the goddess 2.0 is going to require that I do a new dance. I talk a new talk. I stand in the truth of who I am. I give myself permission to stand in my power. So I am now your power practitioner, and I introduce you to a fitter, fiercer, more fabulous life so that you can free yourself. You can only do that if you take a step in the right direction. So if you feel the energy in this podcast, if it resonates with you, it's your time. It is your time. I am here as a vessel to encourage you to ignite the power within you. And again, I am signing off. But in the meantime and in between time, until the next time, you be fit, be fierce, be fabulous. Healthy is the new sexy. Bye. So thank you for listening to today's podcast. It was brought to you by The God Glow by Mo. So if you're someone who can appreciate not only what goes in your body, but what goes on your body, and you love organic and natural skincare products, then you're going to love God Glow by Mo.
products. Go to the website, thegodglow.com, and look around and make your purchase today. Also, at checkout, you can use my discount code GODGLOW to receive 15% off your purchase. Again, that is thegodglow.com.